Bradford Rising with Skyba. Ed coming on. He's going to play a few songs and we're going to chat a bit about what he's got going on. But right now, I got a lot of local music to play for you. Once again, WMFO in Medford. This is music by a band called the Why Nots.
Disgusting.
Yeah, but I'm happy.
On the rocks on the floor, out the window, lock the door. Let the high life be for night again. Take a long shot, hold it in. Put the paper to a pen. Write it down till I feel fine again. Where's the fog? Hit the pavement, hit the caravan. I'll ride again, till time again. I'll ride again, I'll ride again, I'll ride again. Fascinators in Quincy, break the neighborhood again. Call the picture party line, get the work in overtime.
All right. That was a Dropkick Murphys with the Workers song. Mm. Before that, we heard One Fall, Raleigh, off their great new EP called Spine First. Band called Cigarette Camp, song called All Right Again. Started with the Why Nots, song called Antidote. It's 811 WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, enough of that. I'm here with Dan of Already Dead. What's up?
Hello, hello. How we doing, man?
We're doing good. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so you got some stuff going on, some singles coming on, out, and but your music in general, well, first let me ask about the name. I ask bands a lot of time about the name of the bands, if it's a strange name. Or
oh, yeah.
Already Dead, how did we come up with that?
So it actually stems from the first single we put out, which was Stability.
Mm-hmm.
And in the lyrics, it says, that's it, call it, I'm already dead. And it's essentially, if you're not doing what you want to in life, right? You know what I mean? If you're not getting fulfillment, if you're just doing... And this was just personally for me. But I feel like other people could connect to something like that.
Sure.
You know, if you're just doing the 9-to-5, doing whatever, and just not fulfilled on any other end... In my head, like, I don't know, the words just kind of rolled out, like, that's it, I'm already dead. Like,
no, that makes sense.
Dead inside.
No, that makes sense. So it's like, go after something or.
Right. If you're just going through the motions.
Right.
You know? So, and then that line just stuck with me. So I wrote that song before. Already Dead itself was a project, a band. So that, you know, later on, I'm just like, oh, we got to call this something. And yeah, I don't know. Kind of stuck out, kind of rang with it, and it's a good rancid song too. So
I like rancid a lot.
Yeah, plays off the influences.
But that's funny. Sometimes I ask bands a lot, and it coming up with names is kind of a struggle sometimes. And it's right. A lot of times just random. It's just like, yeah, this stuck out with me, or someone mentioned this one, like, yeah, we'll use that. And
right. Yeah, it was nice because it kind of felt like organic and kind of lined up with what I was doing at the time. Because this is. I've been a performing musician. I'm 35, so I've been doing it, you know, 15 years, like in bars or tours or festivals, any level of it. But this is my first like songwriting project.
Yeah.
So it kind of fell in my lap, and I'm like, oh, that's not the worst name in the world. I'm gonna roll with that.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, got lucky on that one.
And a lot of your writing is obviously very working class.
Yes.
Is that obviously that's important to you?
To
write about that?
Absolutely. Just living it, you know. Mm. I think my writing is, you know. I don't know, man. I wouldn't consider myself even a real songwriter at this point in my life.
You're a writer. You're a songwriter.
You're
writing songs. They're good songs.
Right. Yeah. But I wanna.
You're a writer.
So, like I said, I was a performing musician. Now I'm writing songs. So now it's like more I'm eager to put my 10,000 hours into this. And I'm like, you know, let's keep writing. Let's keep doing this. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I know you're a union worker.
Yes. So that's where I draw, at least starting now, you know, that's where I'm drawing my inspiration from is just life in general. Sure.
Yeah, I worked. I was a letter carrier, as you know, for 38 years.
Absolutely.
And unions cross... they cross all kinds of lines, like a letter carrier, automotive worker, pipers, whatever you're doing.
Yep.
And I, in my retirement speech, it was funny. The union president, of course, was there to give you the jacket, whatever, watch, whatever they do.
Yep.
And I said, unions, they don't always get it right, but they usually do.
Absolutely.
And then he says, is that supposed to be an endorsement? And I said, well, not everything, you know, nothing's perfect.
No, nothing is perfect.
And so they don't get it all, but they're important, and they're necessary, and they, for the most part, do what they got to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know that, if we're going to compare, right, you know, let's compare the union stability for a what you want to call a common worker, right, compared to... anything in the white collar side where like a CEO, whatever, makes what are we at now? Like 400 times
the
amount of an average worker. Like I know, I guess, you know, it's
You need unions to keep that in check somewhat.
And I know in my union, in my personal union, I'm not speaking for every one of them, but I feel that I'm being represented correctly.
Yeah.
You know? And then nobody gets it right all the time. Yeah, absolutely.
But for the most part, they help keep the guys at the top in check somewhat, and you need that.
Yeah, that's it. Checks and balances, man.
You'd be run over without it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you do need it.
Yep.
Do you want to talk a bit about Bread and Roses?
Yeah, and I think that would align correctly with what we're talking about right now because, so we put Bread and Roses out Friday of Labor Day weekend, and it goes back to the history of the Lawrence Textile Mill strikes of 1912, which, you know, working conditions were horrendous, and not even speaking on working conditions, the spark of that was they wanted to drop the working week a couple hours, but the owners of the factories, they wanted to also drop the pay. And that was the spark of it, but, like, the working conditions for women and children were awful. And
this was back in the day.
This was 1912, and this was really, like, a watershed moment.
Right.
For labor in general, so... I've worked the Bread and Roses Festival 4 or 5 years because of a friend of mine who is still the organizer, books the bands for them. And it just kind of like fell, I don't know, I got the inspiration years ago for sure. I'm like, oh, that'd be cool to turn into a punk song because the melody was there for sure. And I messaged him one day. I was like, hey man, has anyone made this like a rock song? Yeah. He's like, no, they haven't. I was like, dibs. That is mine. No.
Yeah.
No, it worked out great though, man. We were happy to perform it at the Bread and Roses Festival this year on Labor Day. It was a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we got their blessing to do it, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to play that. Bread and Roses and we'll come back and we'll talk about Landlord.
Sweet.
And at some point we'll get Boss the Rapper in here.
Yeah.
But right now this is
Dragged him along.
Yeah, right. This is Bread and Roses.
That a sudden sun discloses, for the people hear us singing, bread and roses, bread and roses.
Dark conditions, 1,000 mil of gray.
All right, we heard My Collar is Blue and Bread and Roses by Already Dead.
Got the twofer.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to, when I have guests on, I like to play the tunes.
Thank you, man.
I don't
want to
short shrift anybody.
Awesome.
So let's talk a bit about Landlord.
Landlord, the new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's been over a few weeks now. We're fortunate enough to get the premiere from WBUR, Boston's NPR station. That was great. And they premiered the video as well, which I was stoked on the video.
Yeah, that's a who did the video for you?
So he goes on to Birdo Media, okay. And he's an incredible director. Actually, my cousin grew up with him in Woburn, Mass.
And, I watched the video. Yeah, good video.
Yeah. So this is our third one with him. He's been incredible. He
did them all. He's done all three.
Yeah, he did Caller, and he did Don't Wake Me, and now he's done this one. But he thought about adding a little storyline to it, and the subtle storyline to the video, I think, is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, that song just kind of came together overnight, actually, almost. I kind of got lucky with that one. I was cleaning my garage, and I was listening to a podcast, and literally heard someone say, we were always living one step ahead of the landlord.
Yeah, you hear that a lot.
And I'm like, ooh, that's it right there. Went up and grabbed the guitar. Yeah, I don't know, yeah, maybe.
So sometimes that happens, it's quick. You don't agonize over lyrics, and sometimes it just pops.
Yeah, so a lot, you know, most of the time you do. You know, I got to go revisit this song or something. So I definitely got the blueprint of that song down in one night, and I was like, all right, I was happy. You know, it wasn't finished completely, but it was, I don't know.
You were content with where it was at.
Yeah, I don't know. It's almost like you wake up the next morning, I'm like, I wrote that, right? I don't know. It's a weird feeling. Yeah. I don't know how many times I can say, I don't know enough. But yeah, no, I was psyched on it, and we were happy to put it out. And so I do most of my demos as acoustics, you know, maybe add some electronic drums or something. But then we go over it with the band, but I thought this one was strong enough to be an acoustic song as well.
Yeah.
You'll hear a full band version of this eventually, like on our new album coming out. But
yeah, we'll talk a bit about that afterwards. Yeah.
But I was just excited to put this one out as an acoustic. For sure.
All right.
Yeah, man.
I'll let you let you play it.
Don't let me scream it in here?
Yeah.
All right.
There's no one here but three of us.
Nice. Let me stand. Let me stand.
Yeah.
All right. All right, here we go. Landlord.
Nice job. Fantastic.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah, that was very well done. You got something there.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I'm going to let you catch your breath. I'm going to play another new song. This is by Gretchen Shannon Middle H. She has another side project going. This is called Ghost Dance. Appropriate for this time of month. I'm going to play that. let Dan get gathered here, and we'll talk a bit more, and we'll be back in about 5 minutes. Right, that was Gretchen. As I mentioned, Gretchen Shea, her new project, the band was called Proles. Kind of a spooky vibe. Song's called Ghost Dance.
Dig it.
We have Boss the Rapper here. Well, you might as well sing one while you're here with us, right?
Dragged him along.
Dragged him along and
Always happy to be here.
Let's do one off the first album. It's called City's Burning. The city's burning. She's not concerning with who she's hurting. You can be certain. The city's burning. She's not concerning with who she's hurting. You can be certain. She is alive tonight. There is no wrong or right. Trouble we know we'll find. It's just one of those nights. Streetlights burning bright. It's in the air tonight. Yeah, it's time to decide. We gonna ride. Gonna ride, gonna ride. Got my crew right by my side. We don't run, we don't hide. They got my back, I'm on their side. No matter what goes down. The city's burning. She's not concerning with who she's hurting. You can be certain. The city's burning. She's not concerning with who she's hurting. You can be certain.
It's in the air tonight. Can't feel the fury height against the moonlit sky. My city's getting lively.
Streetlights burning bright.
My team outside, we tell no lies. We leave no signs, they got my six.
Gonna ride.
My team outside, we tell no lies.
Gonna ride,
we
gonna
leave no
ride.
Signs, they got my six. Dap up or get snapped up when the city flip. Pass up or get passed up when the city quit. Act up or get clapped up in the city script. The bad blood or get stacked up in the city quick. The bad love for eight dead in the shitty quick. They got my back, I'm on the side no matter what goes down tonight.
The city's burning. She's not concerning with who she's hurting. You can be certain. The city's burning. She's not concerning with who she's hurting. You can be certain.
Woo!
That'll do it.
Yeah.
There's all saxophone in there and stuff. But we'll
yeah, that's a great single.
Oh, thank you, man.
All your stuff's good stuff. I'm going to play Stability, and then we're going to button it up and babble a bit more. But one more from Already Dead. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Stability by Already Dead. So,
the reason I keep dragging Boss around is Boss is actually the first person I even showed Stability to. Because we had already played in bands together. I know he'd be nice with his criticisms. Oh, yeah.
But so there might be a full length of some sort in the offing.
There absolutely is, man, and we are psyched about it. I am.
That's awesome.
So a lot of the pre-pro's already done. We actually got drum weekend next weekend. We are recording at the Bridge Sound and Stage right in Cambridge, right off Mass Ave, and we've done everything for Already Dead.
Yeah.
And we're psyched. Hopefully early 2024, but it's gonna be. We got about 15 or 16 songs and
double album.
Yeah, I mean, people don't do it anymore. So yeah, but we're gonna record them.
Be on it.
Really? So a full band version of Landlord.
Yeah,
but no, none of the other
all
singles.
New. Wow.
Bread and Roses won't be on it. It's gonna it's all new tunes.
That's cool.
And to be honest, some of them we've already Dead has played some of these songs since our first show. Which was even before our first album came out. So these have been dying to get out there, but some of them are brand new, man. So we're excited for sure.
And they'll definitely come out next year.
Oh yeah, absolutely. ASAP. Like once the drums are done, it's just how often I can bother the producer to let me come.
Do you know who's gonna be in the? And I imagine you'll play out with this. Who's gonna be in the band when you play out? Is it the same players?
Yeah. So Nick Calley on drums, Brandon Bylett on bass. Yeah, man. Okay. That's the trifecta right there. Yeah, and we're psyched to get this one down because when I did that first album, essentially, Already Dead wasn't a band. So, but Nick Calley on drums, me and him have already been in bands together.
Yeah.
So I knew he was my drummer, but I was more like, hey, dude, you want to just come record some songs for me? I don't know what I'm gonna do with it. Might just keep it on my computer forever, but
you probably don't have gigs lined up yet, do you?
No, I got one lined up, solo acoustic to flex this Landlord on people. But it's actually November 12th, right in Somerville at the Jungle.
Yeah.
Excited.
I know the venue well. Nice
place. Yeah, man. That's a great place.
Yeah.
I've been playing it for years, but ever since they opened. Nice small room, you know.
They kind of struggled at first getting people. Maybe they weren't aware of the place yet. It might have been right around COVID. I remember that. But they last few times I've been there lately, they're pulling people. So yeah. They get good crowds. It's, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a great vibe there. Staff is always awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I'm going to be opening the show. It's a Sunday night, November 12th. I'll be doing a solo acoustic set. I'll probably drag Boss around with me.
Well, he'll be there.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have a choice. But, no, I'll be opening up for Rags to Stitches, The Pine Killers. Ooh. And Mighty Suicide Squirrels. Yeah, it should be a good one, man.
But, is that an early show? Is that like an...
Sometimes
on Sundays they roll it out a little bit early.
It might... Yeah, I think it might be a 7 o'clock start.
No, it's not
don't
bad.
Quote me, but yeah. I will definitely post all that info
online.
I'm going
to say, we get time to figure it out.
It's
a ways out.
Yeah. I'm psyched, though. Psyched to get out there, man.
Thanks. Thanks so much for coming in.
For sure. Thanks for having us, man. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. I'll be playing your stuff. Whenever it comes out, you know that.
Yeah, appreciate you.
No problem. This is, let me see what I'm going to play here. Key Acoustic.
Nice.
And I'll be back in a bit. But once again, Already Dead. Fantastic job.
Woo! Skybar.
Metal. I'm going back to bed. protest just to cause a scene. Oh, you can tell me that to my face. I don't really have a horse in this race. Chew me up, spit me out, and take me back to New Orleans.
All right, that was the latest single by Double Star, a song called New Orleans. Before that, Brad Marino with First Stone. That was off of his new release, Grin and Bear It. Continental Lovers with Make Up Your Mind, and Kiev Caustic with Secrets and Lies off Unleashed. It's 857 WMFO in Medford, listening to Rising with Skybar. I want to thank Dan from Already Dead for coming in, playing a couple songs for us earlier. Leave It Alone by Carissa Johnson. See you next week. Peace.